The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Ushers, the power of God is moving. Open up yourself right now. Yes.
You have done it, Lord. You have done it for us. The Kaboski and the Lama Kayaba. No Kande Sande Lava Baba. Iko Sande Leya Kababa.
Obi Benisa.
But why am I not experiencing it?
I don't mean you must say, hold on.
There are 1 million reasons why you are not experiencing it.
And I know you pray. Oh, how would you say, hold on here?
The reason why you are not experiencing it is 99% connected to you, more than God. The reason why you are not yet experiencing it, 99% of it is connected to you. It's connected to you. It's connected to you. Not God. Not God. Not God. Not Christ. Because with him, he has finished. Some of you rejected what God brought to you because of your ego, self, and emotions. Because of the tradition of men. Then you are asking, why have I not been? Some of you are living by the flesh. Some of you are living by your human senses.
Oh,
Stop changing churches. Stop changing prophets. Stop changing pastors. And check your life. Check your thoughts. Check your lifestyle. Check your behavior. Check your relationship with God. I don't know.
I see your name.
That prophecy is true. That prophet said that my sister, yes, it's now that my ministry is going to start. Like Edda Kakari who said, it's too true.
Because
the things God is dealing with me with, the things God is opening my eyes, I said, God, why now?
And then I said, see,
I would have been worried in life. I would have been having sleepless nights over
memories.
Why is this delay in this person's life? Why is this so and so? Why is this discord? Why is it this? Stop changing churches. Stop changing prophets. Check your life. Check the way you think. Check what is ruling you. Check the spirit in you. Check the way your flesh is leading you. Check your weight. Lord, I thank you.
Yes, O Lord.
You have really helped me. We've made God to become a liar. From one prophet to another.
If he comes,
we hear one powerful prophet.
Oh, yeah,
we have become believers, idolatrous. We become spiritual prostitutes. Spiritual prostitutes. Check yourself. Check yourself. How are you connected to God? How much of your life have you submitted to the Holy Spirit? How much of your life have you submitted to the Word of God? How much of your life is God controlling? I am just getting so free, eh? The worries I've worried in life. Those whose marriages are delaying. Those who are not bringing forth. This woman standing here. Almost every night she will cry. She has a list. The youth.
Mebu.
Check your life.
Bravo.
What do you believe in your head?
Then I want you know, Timo.
Some practicing.
I'm not ready.
Superstition.
People are living
by what people say. What their traditions say. People are comparing themselves with others. People are living with envy and jealousy. People are living their own way of life. And when they come before God, they look so holy. Our team, the General Supreme came out, holiness for revival. Do you know why? I have not started talking so much about holiness. We need to deal with things that make people not holy. For them to be aware. Kaya takali karanta sakaya. Now, Christianity has become a problem solution. I mean, we go to church.
Sorry.
For problems. To have
solutions.
We want husband. We want wife. We want our business to do well. That is not number one. We go to church. To worship God for who He is. First, hallowed be thy name. And then He empowers us.
Now I say me.
Then we can say, Lord.
Yeah,
say
ready.
Please remember.
Ready, Kai. Strong, Kai.
This is the
Sadi, we my bravo.
Please take your seat, brother.
Come on, tonight is Abri.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. The things the Lord is revealing to me and teaching me these days. Well, if God
has
given me this, then it means that He's going to increase my years. Because honestly, it is loaded. This morning I welcome each and every one of you to the House of Destiny Deliverance Assemblies of God located
down.
Those of you who are on Facebook and Podbean, we thank God for your lives and for the time you have given to Him. Continue to stay and share with others to be blessed. We are privileged this morning to have Papa Ochiri in the house.
Papa
and Mama, you are welcome. We are also privileged to have another man of God, Reverend Gideon Kofi Ashite Ama, in the house. He's the head pastor of Rehoboth Assembly of God Church, West Frafraha.
Frafraha Assembly of God,
on Adenta Dodua Road.
Adenta Dodua Kwaniso.
He sends me messages. He calls me to pray for me.
Now, as the sense,
in fact, he is an intercessor to many great people. But for some time now, his health came under serious attack. And by prayer, the Lord is working. So once again, man of God, you are most welcome. Beloved,
I don't know.
Turn your Bibles with me quickly.
Be just the mountain term and
to Isaiah chapter 62.
Isaiah the same, you know.
First. Number 6 and 7.
Isaiah 62, verse number 6 and 7. Then we'll look at Luke 18. 1 to 8. 1 to 8. But maybe Luke, I may just tell the story.
Now look at the
In Isaiah 62, verse 6 to
7,
I'll be reading from the Word Bible. The Word Bible from 26 translations. 26 translations. So I'll be reading certain translations. Let me first read the King James translations. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. It shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent and give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise on the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Another version, RHM, that is when I look in the distance, it says, upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, have I appointed watchmen all the day and all the night through, all the day and all the night through, let them not hold their peace. O ye that put Yahweh in mind, do not take rest to yourselves, neither give rest unto him. Until he establishes and until he set forth Jerusalem as a praise in the earth. Jerusalem, Bible says, on your walls, Jerusalem, I set watchmen. Day or night, they must never be silent. You keep them mindful, must take no rest, nor let him rest till he has restored Jerusalem. And make her the boast of the earth. My God. The New English Bible, NEB translation says, I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem, who shall not keep silence day or night. You who invoke the Lord's name, take no rest. Give him no rest until he makes Jerusalem a theme of endless praise on earth. A theme of endless praise. Until you become a celebrant. Until you become the reason why people are celebrating. Oh my God. Moffat, Dr. Moffat translation says, I have sentinels upon your walls, Jerusalem, who never hold their peace by day or night. Remembrances. I thought I'm the only one who uses some of these words. Remembrances. It's the first time I'm seeing. Remembrances of the eternal. Never rest. Never let the eternal rest till it is done. Until he makes Jerusalem renowned on earth. Dr. Taylor. Translation says the final. O Jerusalem, I have set intercessors on your walls who shall cry to God all day and all night for the fulfillment of his promises. Take no rest, all you who pray, and give God no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her respected and admired throughout the earth. Say, that is me.
That is me.
Say, that is me.
And only me.
Say, Jerusalem is the church.
Nah, Jerusalem, is no.
Jerusalem are believers now.
Nah, Jerusalem, they didn't for
say, that is me.
And only me.
Say, that is me.
And only me.
Our theme this morning. Now is my time.
Is any memory?
To wear out the enemy. And get my result. Now is my time to wear out my enemy and get my result. In Luke chapter 18, from verse 1 to 8, Jesus spoke a parable. And the reason why Jesus spoke the parable to teach that men ought to pray and not give up. Let me just read. King James says, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. I want to read the other. He gave good speed. Translate. He gave them an illustration to show. To make it clear. Another translation. How necessary it is for people always to pray. Another translation. And not be faint-hearted. 20th century New Testament. And never despair. Williams. And never to give up. Saying there was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. This King James. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. Let me read other translation for that. Grant me justice against my opponent. That's 20th century New Testament. Another, William says, give me justice and protection. Philip's translation says, please protect me from the man who is trying to ruin me. Dr. Rui translation says, and begged him to protect her from an enemy of hers by giving judgment against him. Verse 4 now. And he will not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God. See, the man knew he doesn't fear God. Nor regard man. Verse 5 is where the message is. Yet, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her. Lest by her continual coming, she weary me. 20th century translation says, to stop her from plaguing me with her endless visit. Say this 100 days.
Send it for her.
Is my time.
And the memory.
To wear my enemy out.
Send me my time for not break.
And get my resolve.
Na me nyami mwaye.
I am talking about prayer this morning.
Okay, so I'm going to be home.
Prayer is not just something we do for sake. Prayer is the divine investment into the supernatural. To deliver the natural. Since the supernatural controls the natural. Let me say that again. Prayer is not just something we do for doing sake. Prayer is a divine investment into the supernatural to deliver the natural. Since the supernatural controls the natural, the parable of our Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 18. The purpose of this parable was stated clearly in verse
1.
He gave them an illustration to show how necessary it is for people always to pray and not be faint-hearted and never to despair and never to give up. And Jesus used the widow,
a
persistent widow. This also teaches about perseverance or persistency.
Consistency.
this judge neither feared God or has any regard for man. Who is man that you are mindful of
him?
So for this widow, in the New Testament, in the New Testament, if in the Bible,
I trust him no more.
A widow is really a widow. A widow has no helper. That was why in the Bible days, especially the Old Testament, even the early part of the New Testament, widows were taken care of by the church. The Bible qualification of a widow was a woman that is 80 years and above, no husband, or husband is dead, and no child. No child. That's the Bible definition of a widow. So they were part of people who should enjoy the tithe. Widows. So you can imagine. That sister there, the one in the black. Stand, the one. Yes, you. After church, see me, eh? Or maybe somewhere I'll call you. Look, I had a dream about you. Your left hand. Your left hand is not a real hand. Your left hand. I saw you clearly in my dream. Eh? Your left hand is not a real hand. So, I will minister to you. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That is why.
Anything now?
These 100 days, God says, now is the time. And look at the prophetic word that one of our sisters received on Wednesday when we were praying here, and she came and knelt on the altar. I am not talking about the past. That's the prophecy. I am not talking about the future. I am talking about now.
Right now.
And she said, while we were praying,
I saw
a big signboard written on it. Now is the time for manifestation. Now is the time for your miracle. Now is the time for your testimony. Beloved,
I don't know.
Two people can determine time. God Almighty. And you.
Anyone kasa.
I'll give you an example in the Old Testament. I think in Isaiah 37:38. God spoke to Isaiah the prophet, go and tell King Hezekiah, put your house in order. Because your time has come to die. You are dying. That was God's time. Put your house in order. That is God speaking. The king's palace is like, is big, those days, it was bigger than Jubilee House.
Now I say, I am fierce, Abreno, as we say in Jubilee House.
When you enter the outer court, between, from the outer court to the main place, the, where the king is a
distance.
Before now, you enter the palace itself.
And son of Abraham, few
and then Hezekiah turned to the wall.
Hezekiah, the name which face you.
He said, Lord,
I say, ready.
Remember,
I say, Kai,
how I have worked with you.
Send a minute one 90 afar.
Now let me ask you a question. What is it in your life?
And then
I will cause God to change his mind. God is teaching me some things. What is it that when God is looking for, He can only get it from you. So because of that,
and I'm saying,
he will keep you from dying. He will keep you from any trouble or evil. What is it? Is it obedience? He's looking for obedience.
Yes, sir.
He's looking for worship. He's looking for faith. He's looking for sacrifice.
And for reborn.
He's looking for service.
Awesome.
What is it?
And then pan.
You are playing.
Oh boy.
You are playing drums. I'm not talking about the drum. I'm just using an example.
Oh boy, Tini.
But your heart is not in it.
Nanso akume ni mu.
You are doing it.
Oh yeah.
Everybody is seeing.
But
inside you, this church, this pastor, look at them. Especially when your stomach starts making
crrrr. They said, look,
all this thing.
They don't mind me.
What is it that when God is looking for, it is only from you that he can locate that thing.
Open, open. Hey!
If it is only you, he will make sure that you don't die. Everybody will die. But since it is only through you that is getting that worship, that sincere heart. I won't die now.
Oh, who says here?
Because there is something God can only find in me.
I see, I didn't only
in me. He knows. He has all of me. Obedience. God himself knows. When God tells me, leave this church today. I say, Lord, I
thank you.
When I finish this project, and the Lord says, you are finished. Leave. I don't care who is coming to enjoy. Look, my heart, when I am obeying God, that's my heart. If God should tell me, don't touch your salary this month. Look, it's not always easy. Look, sometimes, I've told God you are wicked. But you know, I still obey.
Because
look, God has his time. But you also have your time.
Also
only two people can determine their time. God and you. God said to Ezekiel, God told King Hezekiah through Isaiah the prophet, put your house in order because you are going to die. King Hezekiah said, Lord, remember
Kai.
Isaiah had not even reached the gate of the outer court. He was still within. The same God who has spoken to him said, Isaiah, go back and tell King Hezekiah, I have heard his prayer. I have seen his tears. I have added 15 more years. Two people can determine time. It is only in two people's hands to determine their time. God Almighty and you yourself. This widow sat down.
And out of boldness, she said, no.
I see, baby.
This is my thing. This is my time. To obtain justice. I am going to the same king.
I'm
going to the same judge. Whether he fears God and regards man or not, I am going.
So strong,
If I don't take care, this widow
will
wear me out. Sometimes when I hear people saying, I've prayed. The main purpose of this parable was about prayer. Persistent prayer. Persevering prayer. Prayer is pulling the trigger. That fires the bullets. Bullets are the words. The bullets are the promises of God that we pray. A trigger is a small device that releases a spring to set off a mechanism. Especially to fire a gun. Now is the time to pull the trigger. Take to the person, but you tell the person, now is the time to pull the trigger. Now is the time to pull the trigger. And now is also the time to wear out the enemy. As the persistent widow did. In the parable that Jesus told in Luke 18:1. Now is the time to wear out the enemy. And get your result. Like I said, the main lesson in this parable is on persistency in prayer. And faith. Earlier on, we saw something in Isaiah 62. I have posted watchmen on your wall,
Jerusalem.
They will never be silent day and night. Watchmen don't talk.
Watchmen,
they watch. So what kind of watchmen are these? Bible scholars say they were prophets. Some said they were angels. Some said they were intercessors. Whoever they are, their ministry was not to shut their mouth. Day or night. Until Jerusalem is established. Until the promises of God over Jerusalem are fulfilled. Until the word of God for Jerusalem comes to pass. Until Jerusalem becomes a point of reference. Until Jerusalem become a celebration. Until Jerusalem becomes a city to talk about. As I've read in other versions. Those who follow the Lord are to follow this example. People of God must follow this example. The example of this watchman. Because if you already have someone interceding for you, God wants a corresponding action. Not for us to go and sleep, but for us to do a teamwork with them. They are doing the spiritual one. But physically, we must also agree. We have angels
on our walls interceding for us day and night.
Then
why do we keep silent? The church has the Lord sitting at the right hand side interceding for us according to Hebrews 7:25 and Romans 8:34. Why should we rest? Why should we give up? There are three things that says the believers and the church's prayer above any other religious prayer.
Three things.
That says the believers or the church's prayer above any other religion's prayer. Number one, we have in heaven God the Father who hears prayer. Psalm 65 verse 2. You answer prayer.
Who are woman
prayer? You all people who come. We have God, our Father in heaven. Who answers prayer? Before I continue, let me tell you. God is a universal God and also a specific God. God is for the entire creation. For every human being. Anybody in trouble, when you call on him, he will listen. But specifically, he is a God to those who have willingly offer themselves to him through Christ. Specifically, their prayers enter the chambers of God. Other prayers enter the outer court.
But
the believer in Christ prayers enter the chamber. The chamber, the throne room of God. That is why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, that we approach the throne of grace to do what? To obtain mercy. To obtain mercy. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Believer, it is only your prayers that enters the throne room of God. Other prayers, they enter the court of God. That is why the believer, when you stop praying, you are failing your family. You are failing the community. You are failing the nation. You are failing your own life. So number one, the reason why our prayers, are greater.
One,
because we have in heaven God the Father who hears prayer. Number two, we have Jesus Christ, who has tasted all that we go through, including death, and experience. What we go through and experience, we have tested it all. That was when he put on the human nature. When he was born as a human being, he has tasted all. He has been tempted in every place. According to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15.
In every way that
he has also been tempted. Hebrews 4:15. Hebrews 2:12-18. Why? So that when you cry about something, he understands. He knows how you feel. Disappointment. He felt it. Deeper.
Everything.
he felt it deeper. So that the moment you say, Lord, my heart is broken. Peter broke his heart.
Petro ebubu na kuma
by denying him 3 times.
So all pon premier sir.
Judas Iscariot broke his heart.
Na Yira Iscariot so ebubu na kuma
by betraying him.
So oyi ni maye.
All the main disciples.
And so pon ni nanso.
They broke his heart.
Ebubu na kuma.
When they all ran away.
Emra omo nyina edani ja no.
And only the women were around.
Na emba no pe na aka wono ho.
So when you are talking about broken heart,
it is how Kasafa Akumabubu Padia.
He understands.
What he has said.
And do you know?
I own him so.
This Jesus.
Now say yes, we.
You have him.
Oh no.
Sitting at the right hand side of God.
Oti nyankupo nsani vaso.
Interceding for you.
Ah, oti amao, oti amao.
He's there interceding for you.
Awoho oti amao.
According to Hebrews, interceding for. According to Romans chapter 8 verse 34.
Romans 8:34 and Hebrews 7:25.
So you have an intercessor already there. That is why your prayers are the most powerful. That is why when you stop praying, you have failed. And number 3. The believer has the Holy Spirit who knows the mind of God. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. 9 to 17. But when you read verse 11 to 16. The Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. And that Holy Spirit dwells in you. And he helps you to pray. My God. Failure to pray, you have really failed.
I say,
do you know there are 3 problems that the believer has in prayer? The believer's problem in prayer is that 1. We don't pray in consciousness that we are really talking to God. We don't pray with the consciousness that we are talking to God.
Look,
at the prayer, if you know that you are really talking to God,
you
not go on your mobile phone. At the time you are praying, you will not be testing your boyfriend that the man is just talking too much. If you know that you are really talking to God, you see, we pray with our minds off. Only our mouths are working. We pray with our hearts off. That's why we are running around every prayer group we belong. The prayers of your church, they are not enough. Please, when you get the result, come and tell me. I say, come and tell me. I also go there. You don't know. Number 2, we don't pray in faith. I'm telling you. We don't pray in faith. Prayer has just become an exercise. We are just praying. We are not expecting anything. We pray, we open. Is it really working?
Na your bomb plan here, be in it. You tell me, say, I said, I didn't know we wouldn't say, Baba, tell you, this is here.
We don't pray in faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because he who cometh unto him must believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of those who diligently. Hebrews 11, 6. Diligently seeking. We don't pray in faith. Number 3.
Let us see, sir.
We don't watch and pray. I think Matthew 28 verse 46. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. So that you don't fall into temptation. We don't watch and pray. What prayer does. I am going to mention 18 things that prayer does. I will just mention them and spend time on one or two. Then we take communion. What prayer does? Number one. Prayer is the life wire of the
church.
Prayer, when there's something is the life wire, that is the, your life is hanging on it. The life of the thing is on that thing. The life of the church is on prayer. And praying the word, praying the promises. The life of the believer is on prayer. Praying the word, praying the promises. Praying by the leadership of the Spirit. Number 2. Prayer is a supernatural investment into the spiritual realm to release the natural. Let me explain that. God spoke the entire world into being. The entire world was hidden in the Spirit of God. And he spoke it into reality. Hence, the spirit realm controls the natural realm. When you read Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. Give me Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. Pastor Prince, give me that Bible now. You can take this one away. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Thank you. Over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Look, this earth on which we are standing.
As I say, agency.
God spoke it into being.
Ya make say na be mu. Aka say na as I say na.
So this earth,
as I see,
it has ears.
E wa so.
By the Spirit of God, you can also speak.
Enam ya me hu hu mu so betime akasa.
This earth,
as I see,
has life.
E wa nkwa.
And that life is controlled by the Spirit of God. Every tree you see, every river, they are controlled by the Spirit realm. Or they are controlled from the Spirit realm. That's why people worship rivers. People worship mountains. Even though we are not supposed to worship the creation. The creation was created to serve us and to minister unto us. Not for us to worship. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Verse 46. 1 Corinthians 15:46. You can also see that. First, the natural. The spirit did not come first, but the natural. And after that, the spiritual. God created Adam the clay and breathed.
So
it is a spirit that controls the natural. So prayer is a supernatural investment into the spiritual realm to release the natural.
So
the natural is a slave and servant to the spirit. Number 3, persistent prayer wears out the enemy. That is the spirit forces and powers behind that situation. Like we just saw about the unjust judge in the parable that Jesus spoke in Luke
18.
Number 4, persistent prayer is a spiritual trigger. It's a spiritual trigger that releases the bullets. Number 5, persistent prayer births the best out of every situation. If you want the best out of every situation, pray about it. Number 6, persistent prayer produces God's best. Produces God's best. Number 7, prayer puts you in a strategic position.
Na empire e dey see jina bia papa bi
for God to flow through you.
Amanyame atini afawumu.
Number 8. Prayer delivers or downloads God's best.
Na empire wo hoy e sane fisro nyame mu nia edi mu de brew.
Number 9.
Enkron.
Natural things don't last.
And nisu nyama no entanche.
But it is things birth through prayer that lasts.
Na mo enyama ye wo efa empire mu eno na eche.
We birth the best through prayer.
Ye wo nia edi mu pa efa empire mu.
I laugh at the modern youth.
Ata ase asre enem prem prem
ebu. Even general Christian.
Ani a Christian fu nyina.
I use marriage always as an example because that is the key of life.
Now the our way of patone and this our brabo musa.
When you marry a wrong person,
oh are you be on your papa?
Your hell starts here. Your hell. Your hell.
Wobonsamjim higher
than your hell starts here.
If you say what here,
and if care is not taken, finally.
Now
you may die and go to hell. Marriage itself is good. It's a blessing. I'm telling you. It's a great blessing to marry. But not just marriage. Who you get married
to.
Sometimes we think they think we are worrying them. Thank you very much for making us to relax.
Who
worry you again? Choose anyhow. You are going to live in it. The fruit. You will be the first to enjoy the fruit. Any man you have not met in persistent prayer, any woman you have not given birth in persistent prayer for marriage, will never be a blessing. You marry beauty, beauty will fade.
And
you marry money, money will fail you. Money will not be there all the time. What is inspiring your marriage? What is it that is connecting you to that lady or to that man? Yesterday we were talking about, we realized that people marry, people have agenda. Look, find out why is this man really, why? What is?
Oh, baby, baby, super.
ask the man himself.
And then
ask God. Look, people have agenda. You think they are just... They have an agenda. What? Eh? They have an agenda. I'm telling you.
I'll catch them.
But they won't tell you.
Now, so on to me, can't you also that?
But you see, sometimes it's when they enter, the agenda fails. Because what they saw, they realized they didn't see well. That is why they say,
enter my
case. Anything you have not bet. By sincere prayer. I'm not saying only pray.
Once
you are praying, you are watching. That's why the Bible says, he who finds. Ask questions. Ask questions. Ask questions. Ask questions. Ask questions. Ask questions. Keep on asking. Keep on asking. Until you are satisfied in your heart. Listen, you will not marry an angel. I am not saying that, hey, look, I am not an angel to my wife. My wife
is
not.
Look,
we are human beings. We have our own problems. Even this morning, right now, we had an argument there right now, but people don't know. Yes! Sharp argument. You will not see.
I see what
we quarrel. It is part of the marriage. Two people can never live together. Without having issues with one another. Two different people. No. No. Some people came to me. They came to introduce themselves to me one time. I said, no, we have never quarreled before. I said, no, pastor. I said, the two of you, you are fake.
I said, my papa.
And the marriage didn't work.
I didn't say anything.
I said, the two of you, you are fake.
Someone you know, papa.
You are fake.
Muya papa.
Hey! You open up.
What be your home?
That's why you let the person know who you are.
Ain't not so much only, you know, oh, who you are, yeah.
So that if the person can go along.
Now, so, obey me at Wasua. At Wasua, no. Obey to me, so.
You quarrel, you settle it. You see how you come back and settle. That's maturity. That's number nine. Number ten. Prayer does not benefit God, but rather benefits you. Prayer never benefits God, but it benefits you.
Number 11.
Prayer gives God the legal right to intervene in your situations. Prayer gives God the legal right to intervene in your situations. Number 12.
That's what you mean, no?
The media, I hope you are putting the points there so that they can. You can go and watch, but you can watch. It is online. So, number 12.
That's what you mean, no?
Prayer sanitizes or clears your spiritual atmosphere for easy angelic delivery.
When
you read Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10. Daniel was reading the prophecy of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 25. And found out that the captivity was meant to last for 70 years. And 70 years had come. And nothing was happening. Daniel decided to go before the Lord in fasting. Daniel didn't plan to fast for 21 days. But Daniel was before the Lord until the answer comes.
No,
that That should be the believer's attitude.
I am
not saying that give all your time, you will not go to work again. No. You are hitting every day on the same point. Finally, when Angel Gabriel arrived with the answer,
he
said, Daniel, who is highly esteemed or favored?
Oh, Daniel,
from the very day. Daniel chapter 10 from verse 7. From the very day you started praying, I was dispatched with the answer. But the prince of
Persia,
present day Iran, the principality controlling the atmosphere, hindered me, withstood
me,
detained
me
for 21
days.
For 21 days. When you read from verse 10, going, Daniel 10, going, 21 days. Michael came to help me.
Now, above for Michael, no, Baba Boa me.
So you see, prayer
sanitizes.
It clears and liberates your spiritual atmosphere for easy angelic delivery. Number 13. Let me jump because I'll spend time on number 13. So let's go to number
14.
I will jump. Let's go to number
15.
Prayer, number 15, prayer strategically positions you for divine revelation. Let me tell you, one revelation from God can change your life forever.
A
prayer strategically positions you for divine revelation. You can see Psalm 119 verse 130, Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of thy word gives light. The entrance of thy word gives light. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light on my path. Psalm 119 verse 105. And Ephesians 1:17-18. Paul prayed.
Paul Bambaye.
So that God will give us a revelation.
So
the spirit of revelation. I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and all revelation.
Yes,
so that you may know him better. Look, one of the keys to a victorious life is to live in revelation. Prayer redeems time. That is, prayer gives you the exact result which cuts short the time and years that you waste. I've not wasted time doing many things. I wanted to do medicine or be a pilot.
Secondary school form 4,
I started hearing your work is a divine work. So I started searching Bibles. I mean, dictionaries.
I know
what divine means. But I don't want to hear that. I want to find out if there is another meaning to divine. I don't want to be a pastor. I am a pastor.
How you are suffering?
Age 22, I enter Bible school.
And I am feared the only way to write
to us in this year. Today,
have a payment there.
I didn't waste time in anything.
One summer of BBM.
I didn't go to do mechanic. Right from second to God told me.
Ophi, and to ask you,
what I have purposed you in life to be.
Near Mashisha or Brabu Mama or so by
some people today, they are seamstress.
And
prayer shortens your time so that you don't waste time. Through prayer, you get to know who to marry. Through prayer, you get to know the exact answer. You know the school that your children... Look, one day I was driving. We were going to do something at the evangel. I didn't even know that there is a university there.
No, we got
to AUCC.
Omudu AUCC open.
Is that the school university? I heard.
No,
this is where your daughter will attend to do communication. This is where your daughter will attend to do communication. God knows why. And my daughter went and got first class. And now she's finishing her master's. Now at the University of Ghana, Legon. And after that, I am sending her to go and do her PhD in America.
We are now called America for any PhD.
She will do her PhD before she marries.
Abeni PhD okunini abodi ansana wabeware.
Hallelujah.
Mami said,
what is the problem?
Mami kabibi.
Eh?
I see, I saw ni obani kasa so obeni.
Number 17.
Netosu do so.
Don't worry, I'm just preaching, 17.
Do so.
Prayer sharpens your discernment. And spiritual sensitivity. Many of us are not discerning. Many of us are spiritually dull and dead. That is why somebody will bring some business proposal you are not able to discern. An opportunity will come. And you say it's rather
419. Oh,
you miss it.
And
you will not risk. Because those kind of things are 419. So this one too can be 419. Who told you? Go and read some 60. The wealth of the Gentiles come to you. But it doesn't come easily. You may have to go through some things. So that when it comes, you will respect God. Let's go back to number 13. And then we come to communion. Prayer is not magic. You don't pray and go and live anyhow. Or talk anyhow. Or think anyhow. No. Prayer must change you. You pray and watch. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray.
Matthew 26:41.
Earlier on, people don't watch and pray. Watch and pray simply means that two things, the way things are going, it means it is calling for prayer. And also why is praying? You are observing your circumstances to see how God is answering. This is the meaning of watch and pray.
When he said, we are in a bonfire, and I said, Mawani na ho na bonfire.
You can pray and go and commit the worst sin in life. I am telling you.
Okay,
in my 16th year, 17, when I was caught up with the sin masturbation. The day I fast, I masturbate. I will masturbate. People finish fasting and they go and commit the worst sin.
Now,
you can pray and go and commit the worst sin. When you go to Acts chapter
4,
after Peter and others were presented to the Sanhedrin, when they were released, the church came together and prayed. And the ground shook.
Now, as I say, no, I was so
as 431.
As well from
the ground shook.
The
prayer shook the ground.
And prayer no was so as I say, no.
But then in Acts chapter 5.
Now, so, Ehono Echipa.
Ananias and Sapphira.
Ananias and Sapphira.
They went and sold the land. Bringing the money to the apostle feet, they came and told a lie.
What is he coming back?
Ananias and Sapphira were part of the prayer that shook the ground. But that prayer didn't change. They didn't allow the prayer to change. They came and thought they could lie. Please, prayer is not magic. Prayer must change your life. And when you are praying, you should be careful. How you live, how you talk, how you think, because during prayer, you are stirring the cobweb of demons. Your prayer stirs and scares them away. So they will go and come back to hang around, to find a loophole, to attack the hardest. So pray and check your ego. Pray and check your pride. Pray and put your flesh in check. Pray and watch your mouth. Pray and watch your reactions. Pray and watch your attitude and lifestyle. Pray and watch what you do with your body. Pray and watch your anger. The last thing I want to mention, prayer is not the end. Prayer is the means to an end. People, after they have prayed, they go and sit down. In prayer, you download God's best ideas. Best ideas about issues and situations to act on. Through prayer, God gives you the best choices. God gives the best instructions to implement. So in prayer, you listen to apply. You pray. And then God gives you something to work on. You pray and find a corresponding. As you are praying, you are asking God, what should I do?
And then they said, me, yeah.
Prayer is not the end.
Prayer, yeah, no.
Prayer is the means to an end.
It's
the means to an end. People think they pray, that's all. Through prayer, God gives you the best ideas to act on. He gives you instruction.
To act on.
Bow down your heads with me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Transform my prayer life. Say, Lord, make me a prayer person.
Mammy and Pabuni.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Krong, krong, krong.
Help me.
Buame.
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 Listen to me.
Munti.
Your husband is misbehaving so and so much. Pray!
Okun yen ya maybe I am fatal. But
pray! Mention his name and pray!
Bonidina bon pay ye!
And listen.
Neti.
God will tell you how to handle your husband. God will tell you how to handle your wife. Because every human being has a key. God will tell you how to handle that child. Sometimes God will tell you, don't talk. You don't know how I'm pastoring this church. I am not the one passing it
through.
I am only obeying instructions. I'm not the one passing. Is the Holy Spirit passing through me? Look at these difficult people. How do you pass out them? You don't know human beings. Different characters. It's God who gives me the messages to preach. He leads me in the prayers we should pray. How can people travel far and come to church here? It's because God is here.
And I'm saying, Yami Wahiti.
It's not me.
And you are not so full.
I am just a conduit. I'm a channel.
Oh no, oye ni mu oye kwen ni mu ne yefa aye na juma.
A vessel obeying.
Aye kruwa oyo suti eme nyame.
Shall we rise up?
My yin yin so yin na susa bre.
It's communion time.
And the ready day bre.
Stretch forth your hands towards the communion.
Dreosawo ready day ne so.
Anytime we are coming to the communion.
Abi bi eba ready day bi ano.
Remember Tobechukwu. Is it Tobechukwu?
Tobechukwu. Yeah.
Let me say this.
Asi manka we.
Since May,
every
this particular song.
Sir, enyomo every busumu no mono.
Look, even when I'm sleeping,
so Adam kwa,
it is singing in my head.
Na enyomo na gasa.
I'm telling you,
as no niti mo na.
I asked them to sing it today.
Ano na sam episode sa musa ensi sa enyomo na subi one.
If it is like I who will preach next Sunday, they will still sing it.
Na kaso fuse ano na kane na atove san kase mpa.
But coming Sunday is the children's day.
Popular request. This is popular request.
No, coming Sunday is children. The next time I will pray, they will sing.
I see. At that move from
since May.
Now every
whether I am driving,
no more.
I am sleeping.
Or no,
when I'm passing,
to be too.
It will tap. I said, what
and then with him and I'm the whole I said the woman.
Do you know something?
Only baby.
God is just giving you a message.
I mean, myself.
I have done it.
Why yet?
This communion.
Sir, I did it.
Is the evidence of Tobetu. Look, when he said it is finished.
Okay, so where we are now?
This is the sign.
When the essence
if he can do this for you. If he can die for you. What is marriage? What is a child? What is a car? What is a job? What is visa?
Visa.
You know the reason why you have not yet started to experience it. That 1% that depends 90%, 1% that depends on God, 90% is you. The 1% that comes from God, 99% is you.
Yes.
They will thank you.
99.
The one I nearly promised you something. Today I will not promise. I will not promise today. Yes. I nearly promised you something. You know, the 99% that depends on you, and the 1% that depends on God. One, the one that depends on God, it is made up of the following: God's right time for you. God is taking you through a process to mature you. God is also dealing with some people around you who should not be around for that miracle. Three. That's the 1%. The 99% depends on you.
So
go and check yourself. Look at such a message.
Yes, that's me.
You go back and listen to it. Play it. Pray it. Look at the podcast. People will still complain. I don't have units. Is it what we call the bundle of something?
Data. You need data.
Look, Christianity is not convenient though.
Now, Christianity is
not convenient
though.
The church has never had a convenient environment to operate. Even Old Testament. Never. You must find your own way. To serve God.
Now, this is me.
Today is raining.
And then see you talk.
Oh, so.
Oh, wait.
You don't know God. If he should also say it is raining, so me too, I will not listen to you. It's time now. Point to this covenant and say, Lord, this is the evidence. This is the evidence that my testimony is finished. My miracle is finished. It has been paid for. My healing has been paid for. My deliverance has been paid for. I have connected to this. This is the evidence. Lord, I am willing. Lord, I am ready. Lord, I confess. Anything in my life that is causing the manifestation of it is finished not to happen in my life, Lord, I confess. Lord, I confess. I ask for mercy. I ask for mercy because I can see with my eyes. This is your blood that you shed for me. This is your broken body that was broken for me. This is your sacrifice. What else can you not do? Lord, I eat for my healing. I eat for my deliverance. I eat for my testimony. I eat and drink for my change of story. My change in story. My change in story. Now begin to tell God what you want to eat. You believe that you are eating for. Now, we are serving now. We are serving. It's time to serve. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, I want to lead you to accept Christ. Let me tell you, real life begins with Christ. Any life outside Christ has not yet started. I say any life outside Christ has not yet started. Real life begins with Christ. Because it is through Christ that you are connected to God, the Creator. It is through Christ that you become a child of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. John 14:6. Give your life to Jesus. If you know you are not committed, give your life to Jesus, but you are not serious. This is a time for commitment. This is a time for rededication.
There's power in the blood. Mama, you know.
Has everybody been served?
Has
everybody been served? Let me say this. The Lord said, answer some of my children are asking you.
I said, the money be a visa in some way.
Especially the youth who want to choose their life partners. So, Pastor, what should be the agenda? Shouldn't I have, what word did I use? Shouldn't I have an agenda for marriage? Yes. Let me tell you. The best agenda that you have. Number one. Only two things. I'm giving you a prayer point. Lord, let me know your purpose for my life. Then from there, any man that comes.
Now, if you know, God,
is this man in your purpose for my life?
Now, sabeme, oh, what that's so mama bravo.
Is this woman in your purpose for my life?
Now, sabeme, oh, what that's so mama bravo.
You don't look at anything first.
Oh, yeah.
Purpose first.
What I ended in kind.
Purpose first.
What I ended in kind.
Purpose.
What I
the purpose you have for me. Lord, can this man or this woman help me?
Now, Papa, and I'm going to be a man.
Purpose first before beauty.
Now, but I need to be a man.
Look, do you know on my birthday celebration, the quick mother who spoke?
Now, him and Abeka Sani, I would add that.
Everybody from my hometown thought I was going to marry her.
Now, Obibia, Ophidu, Chrome, himself, or what is that, mommy?
My best friend from class one.
And I don't for Pavi, Ashashi,
everywhere we were together.
Maybe I never buy a couple more, you have a move.
So people started calling us husband and wife.
It's in that group, and say, Ukraine, are you there?
But you know,
that's winning.
When I started praying, she wasn't God's purpose for my life.
We
were just supposed to be friends. And we have been friends up to today. She wasn't God's purpose for my life. And God has given me a woman who fits into his purpose for my life.
Mama Bravo.
Sometimes when we are going to do podcast, and I see her preparing the place, cleaning the place, cleaning where I will sit, my Bible will be. She will go and clean where she will sit. I watch and I say, which woman can do this? If she wasn't the purpose, she will say, go and start.
Oh, when I finish,
some of you, that's your problem. You just marry her. Because the man has money.
Oh,
the woman is from a rich family.
Oh, so
these are the two. Is this man or woman your purpose for? That is, then others, then you need to check.
Bro,
I think I've answered somebody here today.
Yeah.
Now, those of you who are already in it, you say, then I've made a mistake.
And am I from so?
Say, Holy Spirit, transform this man. Transform this woman into your purpose.
For
I am the Holy Spirit can still do it. He can still do it. He can still change that. Change that woman into your into his purpose for your life. My everybody thought I was going to marry that queen mother.
Nanko, you crew me the obedient himself. Oh, he man of Bano, my baby, what you know.
She's called Florence.
The friend of Obama Florence.
I like the name Florence.
Now, in this, I said that I come as so.
But Florence was not in God's purpose.
National Florence is only a people that is so much.
Rather, Gladys fits in God's purpose.
Gladys, well,
are you ready now?
Hey, God is angry.
Listen to me.
What
you are suffering? You are eating your time.
Amen.
I say you are eating your time.
Amen.
You are eating your time.
Amen.
You are eating your time.
Amen. Who do you bring in? Who
inside this, it's your time.
Hey, hombre.
Inside this,
hey, mono.
It's your time.
Hey, do also.
Are you ready right now?
Why God is angry?
Say, Lord, your word tells me.
What some catch for me?
In John chapter 6,
you want to bet this, yeah?
That if I eat your flesh,
so me do one now, no.
And drink your blood. I will leave. I will leave. I will become one with you. I will become one with you. I will
become
one with you. John 6:53. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat and eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood as eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is a bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on me, this bread will live forever. Listen to me. Lord, I have to obey you. Some of you, you see, practicing.
It will be a man, bruh.
It's what is delaying you. We don't marry from this tribe.
Oh, yeah, what if he said?
A Christian is talking like that.
Oh, peace on it, as I say.
You have forgotten that in the church we're a family now.
Now, we're a Mr. no more.
Yes, it doesn't mean that. If you choose your tribe,
and also interested, and this all power, Gasahrua of Fimu.
I've gone to some funerals and I watched the way they treated the women. I said, my daughter will never marry.
Okay, it was a year been now. Okay, send me a year or banana. I said, my baba, what was that? Gasahrua will
put there. Nevertheless,
Nansu be with her.
If the man,
Sebemano,
that fits into my daughter's God's purpose for my daughter is from that town.
I will
surrender.
I need to obey your mama no more.
That's how we should live.
Say, Nancy, and Tennessee.
some of you, it will be difficult for you. Because you have missed your opportunity. It will take mercy. Somebody, instead of the time to marry, she said, I am schooling. The men were coming. My former church. The other day we met, she said, Pastor, I am 63 years. No man is coming. I said, the man will come. See, anytime you talk to a pastor, he just said, no, it will work. That means that he's not present in your case. I'm telling you. If the person doesn't talk a little, ask you a little question, you just go, no. Now you are holding PhD.
Now, okay, the body.
Go and marry PhD.
Go
and marry PhD.
Go worry, a body na kita no.
Please say, Lord, help me. Not to miss my time. Let nothing cause me to miss my time. Self, ego. Lift it right now. Say, so this is the evidence. By faith, I receive the broken body. This is my time.
Where your memory?
This is my end.
Where
this is my time. This is my season. Now is my time.
Sabri ni memory.
Jesus has paid for it.
Yes,
now is my time to be fulfilled. Now is my time to be healed. Now is my time to be restored. Now is my time to be revived. Now is my time to be celebrated. Now is my time to be recognized. Now is my time. Now is my time.
Sabre ni me bring.
To be celebrated.
Sabre ni me receive.
Now is my time.
Sabre ni me bring.
For my star to shine.
Emma means to my service train.
For my prophetic word to be fulfilled. For God's promises.
Say me bossier.
To come to pass in my life.
My brother, my.
Now is my time.
Sabre ni me bring.
To overcome this challenge.
Sabre ni me bring.
Now is my time.
Sabre ni me bring.
To break this limitation. Now is my time.
Sabre ni me bring.
To rise to the next level.
Bro.
Now is my time.
Sabre ni me bring.
See, by faith,
I say we did him.
I eat my time.
We did him bring on
in the broken body.
The
name of God the Father.
Yamieja.
The name of God the Son.
Yamioba.
The name of God the Holy Spirit. Yamioba. Shall we eat right
my
now?
Today?
Now is my time for manifestation.
Now is the time for my miracle.
Now is the time for my testimony.
Say,
now is my time.
Say,
my Father in heaven.
Through
your blood. That has been shed. That I'm holding right now. In this communion. I declare my time. Ko palati sali. Say by faith. I receive the blood. I drink.
In
the name of God the Father. The name of God the Son. The name of God the Holy Spirit. I drink for my time. You know what to do. Shall we all drink right now?
When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Salakata kabaya takabaya. Ikale masire kata kabashanda rabashanda. See the blood after the end they sang a hymn. When I see the blood,
I will pass over you
I see the blood.
When I see in the blood,
to overcome self, to overcome ego. Let me tell you one thing that has kept many of you in limitation where you are. As for me, I don't like this kind of man. As for
me,
this
way,
the me,
na me na shaho no.
The me. That was what demoted Lucifer.
And then I acted Satan so bad.
When you read Ezekiel 28 from 40, it is the me. The me.
Me.
Is that me controlled by the Holy Spirit?
As I know,
As for me, you were anointed as a guardian cherub. I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. Continue. 15.
Continue.
You were blameless in your ways from the day. No. When you are going. Until the day iniquity was found, you said, I, ask for me.
I say, me, dear.
That's what he demoted me of.
And then I had to tell you, baby, so.
If only that me is controlled by the word and the Holy Spirit, you are free.
I say,
but it's just me.
Say,
you yourself, you don't know yourself. You don't know yourself. Ask for me, this church.
Me, dear, as we.
As for me, this department.
Media
Zekui. As for me, these people.
Media Zankrofwe.
As for me.
Media.
Don't blame anybody.
Never Bobo Mobia.
Me is your problem.
Me and your
say, Lord.
I say, Radio.
Deliver me from me.
Deliver me home.
And let your spirit take over. Let your word take over. Let your spirit take over. Let your word take over. Let your spirit take over. Let your word take over. Let your spirit take over. Let your word take over. Let your spirit take over. Let your word take over. Say, Lord.
I said, Radie.
Let your spirit
and
your word.
Anyone say?
Overcome the need.
Any minister.
Overcome the me.
Any minister.
Overcome the me.
Any minister.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Come.
Overthrow the me.
To
me no overthrow the me.
To me, me no fear.
Overthrow the me.
To me no fear.
Media, please. Let's rather go to Isaiah 14 from verse 12.
Yes, Isaiah 14.
It is this one, Ezekiel 12, and Isaiah 14. That's where Satan's things are. How you have fallen from heaven, honest, son of the Lord. You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heaven. Look at how many I will there. One,
me,
I will ascend. Two, I will raise my throne above the stars of God. Three, I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost height of Mount Zaphon. Four, I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. Five, I will make myself like the Most High. So five, I, that's need. But you were brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Your greatest problem is me. As for me,
me dear.
If only that me is controlled by the Holy Spirit and the Word,
you are saved.
But if it is just a me, that's a 99%. Go and work on the me.
That's
for
me.
That lady, I will never forgive her. I will never talk to her.
Me.
We are praying, you know.
Yeah,
release people from your heart.
Sane krofo fi wa come mo.
Forgive.
Bache.
You don't know the kind of heart God has given you.
Woni wa kuma kwa nya media mami o.
Oh, ya ba ya ta ta ba ya ta.
Lekele bosia.
I learned it from my senior pastor.
Ma ka bo shete.
Do anything against him.
Na ojema ni papa.
Call him.
Friend
on. Come.
However,
you come.
However,
that's why when you go to that man, anything he tells you, it happens.
It is a okoha. I need your back at your BC.
As for me,
me dear,
who is woman?
Why need Onipa?
Who is so so and so?
Why need Asama CC?
Is that what the Bible teaches you?
When I join the church,
is that what the Holy Spirit say?
Say now, go on again.
Me. It is me that brought demoted Lucifer to become Satan.
Na I am me menu na ama Satan. E ti uno so be Satan or oye obofo obeye Satan.
Isaiah 40 from verse 12. And then Ezekiel 28 from verse 1. Read down and you see that.
Okay, ka wa abun. I say me.
Get me.
Me no.
Say Lord.
I said, right here.
Overthrow the me.
Now, to me, not yes, oh,
overthrow the me.
To know what? Me no, to not yes, oh,
say, Lord.
I said, right here.
I cast down the me.
Nah.
I cast down the me.
Me
I cast down the me.
Me that over. Me no, me that over.
Every me, me.
Me be a woman, me be a no, me that
I cast you down today.
Me that over.
I cast you down today. I cast you down today. And I enthrone the Holy Spirit in your place.
Say,
Holy Spirit, take charge of the me.
Why
the me has been, Holy Spirit, take over that place. As for me, in this committee, I will not talk, because when I talk, you think you are serving God? You are not. God put you there for a purpose, to talk.
You
say your mind. But because of somebody, you are holding yourself. That is a me. That is why your prayer is not being answered. Because you are not pleasing God. Look, little things.
In your market, getting
stop changing, stop chasing prophets.
Yes, I would think of the
stop chasing prayers.
Yes, I would think prayer
chasing prayer groups. Wherever you have been and received your answers, come and tell me.
Maybe
I will lead the whole church there.
Oh, as a woman, you know, I see you call your Bible wherever you are.
I am not saying that when there is prayer going somewhere, it is good for you. Don't go. That's all I'm saying.
Kind, sir.
Say, Lord,
I say, Radie,
put your right hand on your chest.
Overthrow
the me.
Ye menim fi ho.
Se overthrow the knee.
Ye menim fi ho.
Se Lord overthrow the knee.
To me na ask adie so ho.
Somebody should write this for me. Write it and send it. Overthrow the knee.
O se to me na adie so to na adie so ho.
Overthrow the knee.
Erade to me no adie so to na adie so.
Overthrow the knee.
Ye nim fi ho. Ye nim fi ho.
Take the place of the knee.
Na fa bia ya ye me no.
Holy Spirit, take the place of the knee.
Fami ne bia ya.
Take the place of the knee.
Fami ne bia ya.
Take the place of the knee, Lord.
Fami ne bia ya.
Take the place of the knee.
Famine be here.
Let me tell you this week.
Now, change.
You will see the testimonies you receive. I am telling you, this thing we are doing. You don't know the doors it is opening for you. If you really do it sincerely, Sunday, Tuesday, you come here with testimonies. Then me.
I am me no. Me.
It's a problem.
How?
Who is me to fetch water for a woman to bath?
Woman,
man,
me.
Why is it in the Bible? That only the woman should fetch water for.
Say, Oba, I'm gonna send someone to bathe me.
Say me.
I say me.
Look, some of you, the problem into which you are, it is because of the me. Somebody says she doesn't want to marry a handsome man so that other women will fight. She married an ugly man and the ugly man has left her. That ugly man too has been taken away from her. That is a me. Is it God?
Me.
Say, Holy Spirit.
I say, I'm grown.
Take the place of the me.
For me, name be a ye.
Look, listen to me. This is the problem.
When you are no,
I am today. And then, you are living here with answers. You are living here with the sense of testimony. You are living here with the result. The me.
That's another sense of me.
And because of the me, you have missed Mr. Right many years ago.
Oh, Papa, no,
because of the me of the family.
Me.
As for my family,
yay.
You are chasing from church to church, from prophet to prophet.
Good, yes. Sorry, mo. Come, chef, mo.
Check yourself.
Yeah,
Some of you left the church secretly. You went and married, did your own thing. You come back.
If you are
me.
Where
are
me?
Wait and see tomorrow. You will not follow the church's regulation.
Sorry,
you are the me.
Oh yeah, me no me.
Look, I fear God, eh?
I see Australia, me pa ye.
God is everywhere. You run away from him from here. So that you will not be seen.
Say you
where you are going, is he not there?
And
you know what God will do? He will hide the solution to your problem from everybody. Prophets will be telling you things. But that is not it. Take now. The Lord is just leaving me. Tell them to renew their altars. If you haven't come here, we are going to take offering. This is not your offering. But come and renew your altar. Come and take something and come and drop to the altar. And renew your me. It's a spirit. That spirit is leading you today. And I'm telling you, this week, you will see the cause that you have, the testimonies that will come
your way.
Don't bring your offering. If what you have, your offering, bring it. For your offering. This one, you are renewing your altar. There is an angel here with a record book. I don't know what it is. If you are not able to come, don't worry.
Now wait till I'm so many how.
Shata kota kabaya.
Rikata
kata kata. Let the meek give way.
Rakabale kete.
Let the meek you give
way. Narababa.
Say, oh Lord.
Kaso aradi.
Say, oh Lord.
Kaso aradi.
Any problem?
Ahabia.
The knee has brought to me. Any problem I'm suffering? Because of the
meek.
I confess. I drop it. I renounce. Help me, Lord.
Demi.
It doesn't mean you should not have your will. No.
And also just as I know what I demi.
But what is fueling your will?
And then I have no more minimum.
What is fueling your me?
Oh, minimum. Then I have mana one.
This day God is just showing me people's hearts.
And they are making
people will be smiling with you.
Obino Basri.
But their heart is different.
Nasu na kuma yeslong kukra.
Demi.
Ayamino.
Demi.
Ayamino.
People will pretend they are obeying you.
Maybe you almost say omu book your city amount.
By their heart, they are cursing you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.